News with Russ Jones.
The Zika virus is spreading in Florida.
We just announced this morning, on top of the four cases we announced on Friday, we have 10 more cases.
In a news conference today, Governor Rick Scott said the risk of local transmission is believed to be occurring only in a 1 square mile area of north downtown Miami. The state confirmed its first four non-travel related cases of the virus last week. New York City Mayor de Blasio says public school test scores are on the rise.
The steps we took, the investments we made, are paying off, and we have objective evidence of that in these test scores.
Mayor de Blasio says for the first time, city students scored on par with the rest of the state in English and have also made significant progress in math on the statewide tests. He also called the scores historic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. You know, I've always had flat, lifeless, dull hair. I tried many things to give my hair body and thickness, and finally I just started wearing baseball caps because I was so frustrated with my flat hair. But I did find a solution. It's Cell Therapy by Ovation, a breakthrough treatment found in no other hair care line. They have high levels of nourishing conditioners that coat the cuticle, defending hair against breakage and resulting in thicker, stronger, longer hair. So basically, I had flat hair and now I have full hair. It's that simple. And Ovation is guaranteed to work. There's a 365-day money-back guarantee, a statement of confidence again found with no other hair care product. Ovation Cell Therapy is clinically proven to reduce breakage by over 80%. It really works. I've seen it for myself. Go online to ovationhair.com, and if you're a new customer, get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout at ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
Federal investigators say it appears a deadly balloon crash in Texas might have happened because the balloon hit some power lines. National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt says investigators still haven't determined whether the balloon caught fire before hitting the lines.
The ultimate goal of this investigation is to determine the cause and then, most importantly, to issue recommendations to prevent this type of tragedy from ever occurring again.
Anti-police protesters are expected to demonstrate early this evening at City Hall Park. Nabil Hassan with the group Millions March NYC say they expect thousands to turn out and some will try and stay overnight.
We do not believe that the NYPD can be reformed into anything good. We believe the only way to end police violence and brutality is to end the inherently violent and brutal institution of policing.
And when asked if the protests will be peaceful,
I'm really tired of the way that people are always asking us to be peaceful. Like, why don't y'all go ask the police to be peaceful?
Police presence is heavier than normal at City Hall Park. This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A Nevada father of three needs a heart transplant. Until he gets one, technology is helping him stay alive. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Martin Vici can tell you his girls keep him going. You see, the father of three has been living with heart disease for a decade, and about a year and a half ago, his heart took a turn for the worse.
I was down to 15% heart function.
Now, as he waits for a transplant, Vici is trying to raise money to keep up with the out-of-pocket medical costs that aren't covered by health insurance.
I take 26 different medications, and the most important medication that keeps me alive costs $326 a month.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Coffee is a must-have for lots of folks, but for others, it's more trouble than it's worth. Dr. Michael Rosen with the Cleveland Clinic says it has to do with what kind of metabolizer you are.
If you have a normal cup of coffee that's filtered and you have it in an hour and you don't get a headache, you don't get abnormal heartbeats, you don't get anxiety, you don't get gastric upset, you're most likely a fast metabolizer and will get a benefit.
Dr. Rosen says 88% of Americans are fast metabolizers. Well, quitting your soda habit by switching to diet drinks may not be a good solution. Researchers say artificial sweeteners used in diet soda could result in an increased desire for high-calorie foods. For more, we're on the web at usaradio.com. I'm Russ Jones.
This is Russ Jones. And this is Georgine Trinkle at Houghton Hunterdon. I'm not sure what's up with our microphone. I think Larry, our prior host, did something over here, made it crazy. Because I don't know what's going on. We're pretty electrified over here. So it's the first day of August, August 1st. I'm in the studio with Tom Fitzgerald, who is playing games over there, not taking this serious at all. We have a little game we play in our studio here. I'll have to take a picture for everyone. We have a microphone that's on a stand that basically has a spring that Chris puts in so that at the middle of the broadcast, the microphone just lifts up and everyone thinks that the studio might have some spirits in here. But we're going to kick it right off. We're talking to Tom Fitzgerald today. He's an architect and we're talking about building. So we have a quote from Johnny Cash here, which is, "You build on failure. You use it as a stepping stone. Close the door on the past. You don't try to forget the mistakes, but you don't dwell on them. You don't let it have any of your energy or any of your time or any of your space." So we're not going to talk about failure or mistakes so much today, but we are going to talk about closing doors and building futures and maybe building bridges instead of doors, I guess. I'm not sure. But that's what we're going to talk about today. Some projects going on in Hunterdon County. Maybe we'll get Tom to talk to us a little bit about the architecture of things. And I want to remind everyone, tomorrow is August 2nd, which is National Night Out. So we put some links for some of the National Night Out activities that are going on, not so much in Hunterdon County, but there are one or two. And then certainly in Somerset County, and that information is around. So I do urge you all to go support your law enforcement. If your local law enforcement isn't hosting a national night out, go bring them some cheer. So we're going to do some commercials, and then we'll be back in the studio here at Houghton Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Houghton Hunterdon. Hopefully our sound is coming across okay. There's some gremlins in the studio today, I think. Things are a little crazy here, but everyone wants to know the weather. Now, last week I warned you about the flash flood watch, and then when I left the studio last week, it was crazy. I thought I was in Florida in the middle of a hurricane. It was just pouring out. Everyone had been pulled over. There were trees on Thatcher Hill Road. And it was like an obstacle course. So that was fun. And today we still have some fun. We have hazardous weather conditions coming up. Looks like a flash flood watch until 11 o'clock this evening. And also a hazardous weather outlook. So it does include Hunterdon County. And it is in effect until late this evening also. And the possibility of some really torrential rain is out there. So we want everyone to be careful. We shared the tragic story of someone who got out of their car and was electrocuted, stepped on live wires. So please take a moment, look at your surroundings, see what the best thing is to do. Call 911 in an emergency. Do not drown, turn around is the saying, and it's a good one. So this flash flood watch is a little concerning. It is until 11 o'clock this evening, so please be very careful. There's potential for heavy rain, showers, and thunderstorms. We do have a nice weather day, though, in terms of temperature. We have a high of around 79, which is pretty good, which means you don't need a sweater. You do need the umbrella, though. And if the flash flood watch produces a lot of rain, it's going to be very regional. So otherwise, we're not really expecting more than a tenth of an inch of rain. Tonight, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and again, some possibly heavy rain. If you're paying attention, you know tonight includes up to 11 p.m., so we're good for the rest of today. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. For National Night Out, we have to have beautiful weather, and the chance of precipitation tomorrow, August 2nd, is only 20%. We'll take that. Now, the day that we should go to the beach and use a personal day, that is looking like Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 82. Thursday would also be a very good beach day, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And then Friday might be the day I pick, mostly sunny with a high near 87. So that is our weather for the day. We do need to take another commercial, and then I'll be back, and I will make Tom's mic live. So hopefully he'll be behaving by then.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrinos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're live here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we are trying to control the gremlins that were in the studio. I have no idea if we're successful or not, but Tom, you're going to stay with the jumpy microphone?
I am.
All right. So let me introduce everyone to Tom Fitzgerald from Fitzgerald Architectural Studios, who is my guest today, who's been actually doing a lot of work in Hunterdon County and with some of the nonprofit organizations. So welcome, Tom. Thanks for spending your hour with us.
Hey, good afternoon, Georgine. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and even better now that I can hear again. I don't know if anyone can hear me, but my ears are working much better now that things aren't at the highest decibel level. It's like I was at a rock concert. It's like the 80s all over again.
It's a bad time. We don't remember that. But I do want to make mention of your forecast for the rest of the week. And personally, I think I would just take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off.
Oh, wow.
That's where I'm coming from.
Now, that is an improvement to my forecast, I must say. I guess I'm not a high achiever when it comes to that. I'm thinking maybe I could get one day off. But look, you just basically gave me the rest of the week off.
Well, for those of you who don't know Georgine, she is a workaholic. So taking more than one day off would probably be frowned upon in her outlook.
You got me out of the box. I wasn't even thinking you could do more than one day off. Oh, my goodness. See, this is why we need Hot and Hunterdon in here, so I can have a little fun, and we can chit-chat. We hardly ever get time to do that anymore.
This is true.
All right, so we have to do a commercial, so in about 2 minutes. So I don't want you to get too comfortable. Okay, so I just want to put it out there.
Are you talking to me or your guests? Should I take my feet off the table?
You should act like you're paying attention over here. It would be good if your snoring didn't go over the microphone.
I am all over this. I am ready.
All right. Well, he has his water. He has his microphone. It's been in the same position, and it hasn't sprung up at all. So I'm feeling pretty good. And I guess now would be a good time to tell you, when I have 1 minute before we go off to our commercial, that I found a picture of you, and I put it on my Facebook page.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait to see that.
I'm going to have to take it off before we're done.
I'm not a frequent Facebooker, so certainly there's a good chance that I won't see it. But I usually get messages from other people saying, hey, where'd that photo come from? Or, what are you doing?
All right. So the swimmies was not a good photo. All right, I'll just keep it in mind for the future. Well, we're going to do our commercials now so that when we come back, we can get serious and start talking about some of the things going on in Hunterdon. Maybe even we can show you some of the pictures I've seen lately about an inn that's going to be built in Hunterdon County, and we could talk a little history here. So hope everyone stays with us, talk about local architectural and projects going on in Hunterdon County.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're scraping the Tom's scraping the bottom of the barrel for me over here. But those were our commercials, and now we have live mics. So just so you know, everyone can hear what you say. I made that mistake a time or two. So you're live, and we're talking about, you started talking about recruitment for something you're working on right now. You want to jump in?
I'm actually for this is about Leadership Hunterdon. And we are recruiting for not only our class of 2017, but our class of 2018. And I thought Georgine would make an awesome candidate for Leadership Hunterdon. Now, I know that Georgine's a busy person, and she thinks that she can't fit this into her schedule, but she just went through a list of things that pretty much sealed her resume for a candidate as in Leadership Hunterdon. So we can talk a little bit more about Leadership Hunterdon and some of the great things that are happening there. Myself being the board chair for Leadership Hunterdon for the alumni group. Leadership Hunterdon is now 5 years old, and we just graduated our class of 2016, and we will be heading into our class of 2017 in the fall of September. And we have over 40 people in the alumni group at this point, so it's really starting to take track, and we're getting some good feedback in regards to some of the things that the Leadership Hunterdon group will be embarking upon, trying to fulfill our not our obligation, but our wantings to continue to help with the community and make Hunterdon a great place to live.
Now, a lot of people are unfamiliar with the concept of Leadership Hunterdon or Leadership New Jersey. There's certainly there's a model out there. Maybe you could talk just a moment about that.
Sure. Leadership Hunterdon is, and I'm not too familiar with Leadership New Jersey, although I did consider it years ago. I think it's a little bit more of an intensive program. Leadership Hunterdon, it was designed around a model that is a little less intensive. It's they have a program day once a month. And it's usually a Friday. And on that Friday, they will take you out to an industry in Hunterdon County. It could be agricultural, it could be education, it could be healthcare. And the group will go visit one of these institutions and learn about what some of the challenges are that they're faced with. And not so much, you know, for current day, but, you know, more so looking down the road into the future, what some of the roadblocks are, what some of the red tape may be that are prohibiting them from really being a part of the community or helping the community in the way in which they're, you know, they may want to. So certainly when we went out to, and I was in the inaugural class, and I believe it was 2012 or 2011. Somebody will correct me on that, but in any case, we were the inaugural class, and so it's 9 program days, and you get out to see all of these industries that you really had no idea, not only that you maybe didn't know they existed in Hunterdon County, but you had no idea the depth of in which they participate to the growth and the future of the county. So learning about some of these things, I've been in Hunterdon County for 20 years now, and over 20 years, and you think that as a resident of Hunterdon County, being here for that long, you know everything there is to know about Hunterdon County. And when you get involved with a program like this, you really learn about how little you know about the county. And it was really kind of refreshing to kind of step back and see what some of these folks are faced with and the challenges that they're up against just in order to do their daily job. So we learn about that. We participate in a white paper project where we take a topic and we'll write a white paper on it. There is some work to be done in between program days, which I said is once a month on a Friday. So there's 9 program days. There's some readings. So it's really not that intensive. I mean, you know, Georgine, you can spare one Friday a month. I mean, that would be just not going to the beach for a day. And in October, November, December, you know, I know you're a beach fanatic, but...
Yeah, well, the nice thing about doing a Leadership Hunterdon versus like a Leadership New Jersey is you're spared the travel time.
Yes. Yeah, and Leadership New Jersey is a little bit more of an intensive program. So if you're actually considering Leadership New Jersey, Leadership Hunterdon is a great segue into doing a program like that just because you can become familiar with it. You can start to budget your time and you can learn about how to better equip yourself to dive into something a little bit more intensive like Leadership New Jersey.
Well, I see they made a very good choice for president of the alumni doing recruitment.
I do my best.
And you're recruiting for 2 classes instead of just 2017?
Well, 2017 is pretty much locked in. We have a great roster of folks. We're just waiting on some commitments. But 2017 looks like it's in good shape. So obviously we turn our sights towards the following years. And, you know, we'd love to be able to schedule out 5 years. And that would be our ultimate goal. You know, in the beginning, it was always right down to the wire trying to get people to join. But now that we've had 5 classes, the word is out there. People are beginning to understand how important the program is and how great the chamber, great of a job the chamber does with putting the program together. So, there's some interest there, and that takes us, you know, a year or two ahead of schedule. So that's always a good thing.
That's a great thing. And building classes in the future sounds like people are, you know, really appreciating the experience that they've had recruiting other people. I saw, I think, Jean from Hunterdon Prevention Resources was in the graduating class, and I know Karen Whitico had been a past graduate as well.
Absolutely.
So I think that speaks for itself when people have gone through something and they want other people to sure. have a great experience.
There's already, a handful of the community leaders that are involved with the program, like some of the folks that you just mentioned, which is really refreshing because they get a different perspective of, you know, some of these people who are leaders in their industry sometimes don't often have the opportunity to see what some of the other industries are affected by, and so it gives them the opportunity to see that. And then you get some folks that are just private industry, private business people who may not, have a whole lot to do with the community, but once they get out there and they blossom into somebody who is really passionate about the county they live in and how to make it a better place in the future.
Well, I certainly would offer out for the class of 2017, if you need a Norwest Cap service day for one of those days, talk about poverty and the organization, certainly would be willing to do that.
That's awesome.
So now you've done a good job, got the word out. And where, if someone wanted to do an application for the recruitment 2018, they would just contact the chamber office?
Yes, you can go online, and I believe they have information. I know they have information on their website, or you can call the office and talk to any of the folks in the office, and they will get you the application and the application process.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to do a little music, and then we do have to get the news going on, a lot going on in the world. We want people to know what's happening.
Can I dance?
You may dance, and I may take pictures of that. We'll just have to see.
I got a chair dance, though, because I'm holding too many things. I'm holding my mic, my earphones. I got like a foot up in the air.
It's very stressful here. This is like so stressful here, being in the studio talking to me, like, multitasking at its finest. So stay with us.
I'm an ever-rolling gear without a destination reel. I'm an ever-spinning top whirling around till I drop. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope. One small thing to cling to. You got me going in circles.
Oh, round and round I go.
You got me going in circles.
Oh, round and round I go.
I'm spun out over you. Faceless clock with timeless hopes that never stop. Lord, but I feel that way. Oh, my soul is dead. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope.
One small thing to.
Okay, in honor of Tom being in the studio today, that was a little bit of Friends of Distinction we were playing for all of you. And we're going to do the news now. I know it can be depressing, so we're going to segue right into that.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
GNA-aligned forces have had success in recapturing territory from ISIL, and additional U.S. strikes
will continue to target ISIL insert and enable the GNA to make a decisive strategic advance.
That's Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook, who says Libya's UN-backed government requested the strikes insert. He told a briefing that President Obama specifically authorized the strikes. It is the first time the U.S.-led coalition has struck ISIS targets inside Libya. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman says damage from this weekend's flooding in Ellicott City, Maryland, has the area looking like a war zone.
It looks like something you'd see from a set of a disaster movie. And we want to make sure everybody's safety is paramount, so we don't want people going into buildings that are not secure, not sound.
As many as 180 badly damaged or destroyed vehicles have been taken to the local area high school. This is USA Radio News.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't! Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. Cool, 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 very cool, very cool. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You may be pleasantly surprised to hear what's suddenly become a bestseller in America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It seems a pocket version of the U.S. Constitution is suddenly a bestseller, including on Amazon.com. A 52-page pamphlet printed by the National Center for Constitutional Studies sells for $1, and it was in the top 10 best-selling books on Amazon as of Saturday night. The Constitution emerging as a bestseller days after Muslim American lawyer Khazir Khan, whose son was killed while serving in Iraq, flashed a pocket constitution and offered to lend it to the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Ohio man is pleading guilty to charges that he planned to kill President Obama and attack the U.S. Capitol. Christopher Lee Cornell made a court appearance and responded to multiple felony charges against him. Part of the alleged plot involved detonating pipe bombs around the Capitol and then shooting people as they ran out. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
While the nation saw extreme temperatures across the country, in July it was especially hot in Mississippi. But there was one place that got the worst of it all. Randy Bell has the story.
They've been keeping weather records in Meridian for 127 years, and they've never had a July as hot as last month. With afternoon highs that hit the triple digits four times, Meridian set a record for average temperature.
A lot of it just having to do with a lack of rainfall across that area, allowing very dry conditions for that portion of east central Mississippi.
And now that August is here, don't expect any relief from the hot weather. In fact, Alan Campbell at the National Weather Service in Jackson says heat stress will be on the increase over the next few days, and they wouldn't be surprised to see some heat advisories issued again, at least for parts of the state. Randy Bell in Jackson.
You've got to have guts to jump out of a plane, especially without a parachute. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
This isn't your everyday skydive. The guy did it without a parachute. 42-year-old professional stuntman Luke Akins figured he'd be fine free-falling for more than 4.5 miles, so long as he landed on his safety net. It was close, but he made his mark with no injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
The Blue Lives Matter law goes into effect in Louisiana today. The new law will make first responders like police officers and firefighters a protected class of citizens. This is USA Radio News. I'm Russ Jones.
And we're back in the studio. This is Georgine Trinkle, and we are talking about projects going on in Hunterdon County, what Tom Fitzgerald, who's an architect, has been involved in locally, and that's been Leadership New Jersey. We're talking about recruitment for the 2018 class and Leadership Hunterdon. What did I say?
New Jersey.
Oh, so you are awake and paying attention over there. No, I have to
shush
you. I have to monitor you.
There I am.
So what is that when they, you know, do live shows like the Emmys or the Grammys?
Delay?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I'm on delay.
You need a delay.
Excellent.
So now the delay is off.
There's not enough beeps for me.
So we were talking about Hunterdon, Leadership Hunterdon, and recruitment for 2018. And we encourage everyone to call the chamber office and try to get in on the class, because it's the 2017 class is now mostly filled up. So, Tom, I also wanted to talk about some projects, other projects you might have going on in Hunterdon. And I was interested to learn your take on a historic building that might be redeveloped.
Excellent. Sure. So, one of my passions, obviously, my relationship with Georgine is longstanding through, surprisingly enough, through Norwest Cap. I met Georgine when I started with Norwest Cap many, many, many years ago as a board member, and we have been friends since. Surprisingly enough, I can afford her monthly fee, so I will. I will continue to do so, and but actually, you know, being part of Norwest Cap was a great experience, and working for not-for-profits is a wonderful thing to do. So it's something that I'm very passionate about, and from that, part of my business is working with not-for-profits, trying to help them through some projects, two of which one was just finished for the United Way of Hunterdon County. They opened their community volunteer center over the, I want to say a few months ago. They've had a couple of openings, grand openings, and they've been in there operating now for many months, and it's a great, great place for the United Way to run some of their programs out of, which help directly affect the help in the community. So I know that their Holiday Hands is run out of there, and you can get more information in regard to that project on the United Way website. Certainly a great organization. The other project that we're just embarking upon is for the Chamber, the Hunterdon County Chamber itself. The Chamber will be relocating their offices to the historic large house in Flemington on Main Street. And plans are now underway for that to come into effect. The first phase will be moving the Hunterdon Chamber into the actual historic part of the building, the front, the house that fronts Main Street, which is very exciting. And then the second major phase of the project will be developing the back of the building, which has been a series of additions over the past 100 years, and that will be the Center for Business and Entrepreneurship. So another exciting project for the Hunterdon Chamber that will surely be a part of the future of Hunterdon County. So the Business Center for Business and Entrepreneurship is going to be a great an opportunity for local businesses and other folks to get involved with the community. So the Hunterdon Chamber plans to be in their offices late fall, and plans for the rest of the building are en route for the beginning of 2017.
Time's really just marching by.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we're talking about today being August 1st and talking about things going on in 2017. It feels like that's going to be just around the corner.
My wife being a teacher, the A word is not the A word that we normally here, but the A word is a bad word in our household, because when a teacher gets to August, they know that it's time to start planning for September, and we try not to talk about that. So.
Well, at least people now understand why, as the host, the 3-second delay was necessary.
So, hey, the A word is August. Come on.
All right. Well, I don't like to say the S word, and that's snow, or the other S word, which is sleet. But I don't think you can have your word, because you don't host a show. So, You're not getting that. And we were serious for like 3 minutes. And it's helpful when my guests lower their phone, too, so that doesn't come off. Like, try to pay attention, could you? It's an hour. You know, it's 4:40. It's got 20 minutes to go here.
I'm just trying to help your program along here by keeping as current as I possibly can.
Okay, well, you keep it up, and I'm going to keep posting pictures of you every time you do that. So we just got some live pictures up. I was feeling excited because I thought we were getting serious, but then I realized that was not a long-lasting
thing.
We
can be very serious.
We can?
Yes, except that picture you just posted says otherwise. God, I look bored out of my mind. It's really not the case. I'm having a great time.
Are you even here with me?
I am.
Oh, well, thank goodness I could take a commercial break in 5 more minutes. So I'm just doing you an increment in between my radio.
So let's talk about the Bonnell Tavern that you were suggesting. I don't know a lot about it, but it seems like a very exciting project. What do you know about it?
It is exciting. What I know about it is that intersection is where you want to make sure that you slow down because the town of Clinton police like to sit over there. So no speeding over there. It's a very dangerous intersection. There's cars coming off of 78 that typically when you get off a highway, you have a yield sign, but here you have a traffic light. And then there's people coming in and out of Old 22 and people going into the Walmart Center. So in the midst of all of that is this beautiful building that you know has history and you know was at one time that the epicenter of travel or lodging. And you know on that road that wasn't a highway, the highway wasn't above it at the time, you know people for the Revolutionary War probably told secrets there. You know that people passed through those taverns going off to war. You know that they sat on the bar stool and contemplated their future for their careers and their marriages. And you know they tossed a shot back when someone passed away. And you know there's history there, but it's vacant and it's deserted. And luckily, it hasn't been a mecca for crime. There hasn't been graffiti that I've seen that's been visible. It is boarded up, and as I said, law enforcement does use that as a way to monitor traffic. So maybe that's been part of the deterrent for this beautiful historic building. But I did see an article not too long ago in the Star-Ledger, and the family is trying to, from what I read, trying to make this a livable, breathable building once again,
which is very exciting. Obviously, yeah, now that we've been acclimated to its location, I am very familiar with this, and I've always been a fan of the building. It's a shame that it's located where it is. Not so much a shame, but it's a challenge for its location being so close to the highway. But certainly it's great to see that somebody has had the thought to understand its value in history and, regardless of its location, to try to bring it back to life. It's a great opportunity, just like all the other great buildings in the county that are either under planning or in future planning for revitalization. So
it's great to see the old historic buildings and to look at the cornerstones and see what year they were constructed. And I know when I was younger, my dad would take my sisters and I to historic places. We'd go to the Patterson Library or different museums and just get an appreciation for what other people went through, different times. And sometimes you really can feel that. And it moves you, and that's a building that it's just, you know, that there was so much that went on there.
I grew up in a small town in Bergen County, New Jersey, Creskill, and it was not ever old enough to appreciate the historic value of what happened up there because I grew up in a 50s development and everything seemed so current at the time. But right in my own town, one of my friends growing up lived in the home of that George Washington stayed in. So, you know, back then I didn't appreciate it, but now that I'm where I am in my career and in life, certainly historic buildings and the history of not only New Jersey, but, the U.S. is just fascinating. And to see some of this stuff come back to life is a wonderful opportunity to tell that story again.
It really is. And we have so many great curators and historians in our midst in Hunterdon County. There's so many free things that you could take advantage of, lectures, and the Hunterdon Art Museum often has things that they host. The Clinton Museum is amazing. The Tewksbury Museum often has displays and really great things, and even the libraries. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's history all around us, and it's great when people can appreciate that and the sacrifices that were made for progress.
And it's a real shame when we lose one of those historic landmarks, like the building in Clinton, which used to be the theater. I believe it was a theater.
Music hall.
Music hall, thank you. You know, whenever we see something like that happen, and actually we saw it in Surgeonsville not too long ago, and, you know, it was great to see the community rally behind the folks who owned and have helped the community so long and rebuild that building, and now it's back up and running, and, you know, you'd love to see that happen for all of these buildings.
Definitely would. Well, Tom, we're going to have to do a commercial break now.
So soon.
Yes, I'm glad you stayed awake for this segment in between. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Hunterdon County and some of the great things that are going on here. So I hope our listeners stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back in the studio here at Hot in Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have with me my guest, Tom Fitzgerald, who is first trying to talk me into taking 3 days off of work. Then he's trying to talk me into taking 1 day off a month for Leadership Hunterdon. And now I don't even want to tell you what he's trying to talk me into. Almost said a bad word, but we definitely came up with a good substitute for that. But in between all that, we are talking about some really critical things going on in Hunterdon County, certainly how some of the nonprofit organizations are growing and providing leadership and providing a platform for other leaders, and a mentoring piece to it as well, because people going through Leadership Hunterdon that are alumni are very actively involved, as is the case with Tom Fitzgerald. And we're talking about some of the work you're doing as an architect for other nonprofit organizations after you've had a great experience as a board of trustee at Norwest Cap.
Yes, I have.
So what other projects are going on? We talked a little bit about the Hunterdon United Way. That project is open now, that building, the Reese Volunteer Center.
That's the Volunteer Community Center. Yep, that's open and up and running, and they've been doing great things out of that so far in the short history that they've been operational. So you can look forward to, you know, some great stuff coming from them. Not only is it a location for their some of their programs to be run out of, but it's also slated as a community center in case of a disaster. So it'll be a coordination center in case there were ever a disaster for local first responders to coordinate their efforts.
That is excellent. And I have to say that Bonnie didn't know it at the time, but right after Sandy, I had no power, and I would go to her office and charge my phone because she had power. And Bonnie Duncan's the executive director of Hunterdon County United Way, who doesn't say no to anything and doesn't sometimes even realize what a huge help she is. So she would let me charge my phone there. So she was a charging station.
So she was helping the community long before the Community Volunteer Center was open.
She really was.
Sure.
And that's a perfect place because she does seem to know every organization knows United Way in Hunterdon County here locally. It is run by someone people know and trust, and I think that's a great connection to the community. It's hard sometimes to get seniors and other people to leave their residence, especially when there's flooding. They've seen it before. They've done it before. It's very difficult to talk people into understanding this might be the one time that they don't survive the flood. So it's great to go somewhere they might know, know her or her volunteers, and it's a really great thing.
And we saw a lot of that this weekend, so it's definitely prevalent and needed. So
it's great. And the other project you're working on architectural wise for Hunterdon County is related to the chamber.
Yes, that's their new offices and the Center for Business and Entrepreneurship. I think the real takeaway for that one is that the chamber, as a community organization, is going to be restoring this wonderful 200-plus-year-old structure that's on Main Street in Flemington. And certainly, you know, Flemington has some wonderful historic structures that have already been refurbished and revitalized. And now with the Large House, which is a very prominent structure in the town, and the chamber coming in and doing a restoration on it, are and with their plans to just kind of restore it back to its glory days. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but certainly for an organization like the chamber to take that under consideration, that's an excellent opportunity for the community and whatnot to get involved. So.
And I work with other chambers, and it gives me a little bit of a perspective why I love to come here and be involved and be part of the chambers, because they're out in the community. They do so many things, and I always say you would think that they have, you know, 30 people working here, and they don't, but the amount of work that they get done, the number of events that they do, the social media that they do, the ways that they support and sponsor businesses, it's incredible. And not only businesses, but they're one of the, I think, few chambers that have really understood how to embrace the business side and the nonprofit side. Nonprofit side is business. Mm-hmm. It is all those things businesses need to learn, we need to know, and to be experts at. And often we are experts at it, and it gives us a platform to share it and to learn. And they do that so well here.
Yeah, and the not-for-profit side many times does get discounted as not being a business, when really they're just as integral part of the community as any other business that's out there. So that's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up.
And you've seen chambers fail.
Sure, sure. And you know what? It's like any other business these days. Chambers have to really stay current and change with the times, because, you know, there was a day when the Chamber of Commerce was all about, you know, driving into a town and going to the local Chamber of Commerce and finding out what's going on. And you can do that in many other ways these days. So chambers have to really kind of reinvent themselves to be current, and for them to be a resource to the community. And the Hunterdon Chamber, as you mentioned, does a great job at both on the business side and on the personal side, and certainly tying all that together and providing events for their business membership. And you would think, yeah, there's two or three folks that work here, and the amount of events they put on, you would think there was 20, 30 people.
It's really incredible, and they really are relevant, and they stay relevant. And I still do go to, if I'm visiting somewhere, I still go to the chamber website of the town I'm visiting, and I check out what the lodging is, and I get the links right from there, because today, with all the scams for the different travel websites, you think that you're on one website for a hotel booking, and it's not. You see those things in the paper. So I always go right to the chamber website and then use my links from there.
Yep. It's great, great way to do it.
So we have about, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes left, four minutes left, I know. Radio time, I tell everyone, radio time goes faster than any other time. Perhaps it went a little faster for you because you weren't paying much attention at all times. You've been on your phone for like 4 minutes. Whoever's calling, like, just give it a rest. So we're down to about 4 minutes. So I don't know if I can have your undivided attention, but some of your attention would probably be helpful.
That was my phone flying across the room.
And that should have happened about an hour ago, and things would have been a little bit easier. But when we were talking about historic buildings in Hunterdon, you know, I do have to touch upon the Union Hotel.
Mm.
And that is the most historic building that I know of that is known throughout New Jersey because of the Lindbergh trial and all of the history around it. So I don't know if you have any insight on that, if that's something you want to see restored.
I'm not much of a politician, and certainly, you know, there's no doubt about it. I would love to see that restored. But you also have to consider, you know, what progress is and how is it affecting the overall community and moving forward. So I don't have a firm belief or outlook on whether or not it should be taken down or should be saved. Obviously, I'd love to see it saved, but I'd also love to see Flemington to continue moving forward in its efforts to become a great town. And sometimes, you know, we get stuck on things that may not be that important. So all I can say is that, you know, across the street and up the road is the large house, and you're going to see some great progress happening over there. The front elevation now has been cleared of all of the shrubbery. So the intent really is trying to show some great impact of what's happening in Flemington, in downtown, and this is a great opportunity for the chamber to work with the community and restore a piece of architecture that has great history, just as the Union Hotel did too. So
it's tough to see things empty that were once thriving, and I think any kind of progress people would be happy with, to know that there's some movement or some consensus, or even that people are just working together.
Yeah, and I think that's the opportunity that a lot of us miss many times is, you know, for selfish reasons or for whatever, we're not working together. We're not looking at what's best for the community or the town that we're talking about. And, you know, sometimes a lot of this gets lost, and a lot more is lost in the efforts than just a piece of architecture.
That's so true. And I'd love to see the day again when that porch is available and people are sitting on it and you're not walking by empty buildings.
Yeah, I remember as a restaurant, you know, not too long ago, like I said, I've been out here for 20 years, and probably 15 years ago, maybe, when there was a restaurant in there having drinks on the front porch, and it was really just a great, great place to be and kind of a hub for downtown. And it's a shame that that's gone. And, you know, I'd love to see that back. But, you know, in whatever form that has to take, progress is progress.
Sometimes progress is an illusion.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Tom, thank you so much for being with us this hour and talking about your experiences in Hunterdon County. And your background in architecture is very helpful. And glad that you were able to spend the hour with us.
Thanks for having me, Georgine.
Great. So we do have Ruth Ann is coming up for her celebration hour. So I hope you stay with us.
When you close your eyes and you go to sleep, The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
GNA-aligned forces have had success in recapturing territory from ISIL, and additional U.S. strikes will continue to target ISIL insert and enable the GNA to...
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
GNA-aligned forces have had success in recapturing territory from ISIL.
USA
additional
Radio
U.S.
News
strikes
with
will
Russ
continue
Jones.
To target ISIL GNA insert and enable the GNA success in recapturing
to make
territory from ISIL.
Strategic
additional
advance.
U.S. strikes
That's Pentagon
will continue
Peter
to target
Cook
ISIL insert
Libya
and enable the GNA
government
to make
the
a decisive strategic
told
advance.
That
That's Pentagon
Obama
spokesman Peter Cook
authorized
says
the strikes.
UN
it is the first time the U.S.-led coalition has struck ISIS targets inside Libya.
Specifically authorized
Howard County
the
Executive Alan
it
Kittleman
is the first
says
time
damage
U.S.
from this weekend's flooding
struck
in Ellicott City, Maryland,
inside
has the area
Libya.
Looking like a
Howard
war zone.
County Executive
like
Alan Kittleman says damage from this weekend's
movie.
Flooding
and
in Ellicott
sure
City, Maryland.